This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
I am so thrilled at what we have for you today on Kingdom Pursuits. All these poster children for, you know, how does God take your passion and use it to build the kingdom? And I can tell you, in spite of what else might be going on in the world, we have passion for Christ here today on Kingdom Pursuits in so many different ways. Starting off, we have Amber Parker. She is the author of Finding Simplicity, Learning to Live Like Jesus in the Midst of a Complicated World. Amber, for such a time as this, right?
I know. I was just thinking about that this morning.
Oh, my goodness. I got to tell you, where are you calling from?
I am in Virginia.
Okay. Well, Virginia's a little different. You guys maybe don't have as many cases as we've had down here, but, man, people are – there's no toilet paper. I mean, it's just –
Yes, and food is very sparse on the shelves of the store.
Like, talk about complicating your life.
Yes.
Talk about complicated. You know, that's, yeah, we got all that stuff. So Amber, I met her at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. She is an absolute jewel, and her book, again, is Finding Simplicity, and I think you're going to be delighted in what we have there. But we have another really, really special treat for you. We have Brian Beverly, used to be at Calvary with me, and I knew him because he was in the choir, has this amazing voice. Mm. I mean, amazing voice. Wow. But he now is a pastor at Mountain View Baptist Church in King, and he's got a big event coming up, right, Brian?
Yes, absolutely. Tomorrow, bringing in my friend Matt McConnell, who's also with us here.
So you can hear that voice. He should be doing the show, right? I mean, that's just unbelievable.
He has that voice for a radio. There's no question about it.
And a face to match.
And with him is Mac McConnell. 25 years he's been out acting, like, all over the world, in all sorts of countries. He was telling me about what he was doing in Israel. It's just more amazing. But he is coming to the church.
Mountain View, yes.
Mountain View.
Good morning.
It's called Forever Changed, and no, it's not canceled. It is actually going on. So if your church is canceled, no reason for you not to go check it out. It's at Mountain View Baptist Church, 10:30 tomorrow morning. He's going to be in Union Grove in Lexington tomorrow night. So we got all that stuff coming up. But as you might imagine, and I know that you're thinking that, wow, I need to go to Mountain View Baptist Church. I need to go buy this book of Amber Parker, you know, on simplicity. So, speaking of go, you know,
here we go.
Yeah, here we go. So, after much research, I don't know if you know about this, Mac, but after much research, it's been discovered that Vincent van Gogh had many relatives. He really did. And among them were his really obnoxious brother. Please go.
Please go.
He had a dizzy aunt. That was old Verdi.
Verdi go.
Yeah, you got it.
Verdi go. Okay.
The brother ate prunes. You know, he was gotta.
Gotta go.
Yeah. The brother who worked at the convenience store, a lot of people just called him Stoppin'.
Go.
There you go. And, okay. You know, his grandfather was from Yugoslavia. You go. This is actually my personal favorite. This is so brilliant, whoever wrote this. The brother who bleached his clothes, he bleached them white. Hugo.
Hugo. Oh, man.
You got to admit, that's classic. Oh. And then, of course, there's a cousin from Illinois, Shaka.
Go.
Yeah, Shaka. There you go.
Shaka.
And his magician uncle, Where Did He? Yeah, Where Did He Go?
Is he kin to P. Diddy?
Yeah. And his Mexican cousin, Amigo.
Amigo.
And, of course, the nephew who drove a stagecoach and became a banker. Wells Fargo.
Go.
Yeah, you got
Wells
it.
Fargo.
And, of course, the Mexican cousin had a half-brother. We call him Gring. Gringo.
Gring.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Constipated uncle,
man.
Can't. Right?
Go.
Can't go. Right? The ballroom dancing aunt, Tang.
Alaska.
Bingo. There you go. The
bird you got a million of them.
Not a million, but about 100. the bird lover, flaming.
Go.
You got it. And this is one of my favorites, too. The ant who always taught positive thinking. Way to go. There you go.
I like that one. The audience likes that.
And, of course, you knew the one that the Christian car guy would save for last would be the niece who travels the country in a minivan. In a van, actually. It's a big van. They call her Winnie Bay. That's Winnie Bay.
That's good stuff.
So you do at the end of that, I would actually have a riddle for you to call in and win today at 866-3. And it's actual. I really have riddled today, Danny. You're going to be proud of me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because I have riddled. And this is a real live riddle, something you're going to have to concentrate to think what I'm saying. You need to call in at 866-348-7884. And if you can answer this riddle, by the way, you get Finding Simplicity by Amber Parker. So, like a hiker in the rain, you got to go undercover. Right? And there were 10 undercover in the Bible, but only 2 thought God was like a calculator. Aha! Who were they?
You got to put your thinking cap
on. There you go. Put it on. Like a hiker in the rain, you got to go undercover. There were 10 undercover in the Bible, but only 2 thought God was like a calculator. Who were they? 866-348-7884. And if they can guess that, Danny, tell them what they'll win.
Well, they are going to win Finding Simplicity by Amber Parker. It's learning to live like Jesus in the midst of a complicated world.
And we're just going to throw in tickets to the event coming up that's absolutely free.
Yeah, right.
Tickets to the free event.
at Mountain View Baptist Church or Union Grove Baptist Church, Union Hills, putting on Reedy Fork. We got all these things. You've got free tickets coming. All you have to do is call us 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. We would love to have you. Answer that riddle, which yes. I don't think is all that complicated, but you do have to put your thinking cap on a little bit. So, Zach/Mac, can we hear from Zach a little bit on what he might tell these people about coming out to Mountain View tomorrow?
Well, biblical drama has a way of getting attention of the audience, the congregation, so that they will pay attention. I like to say my dramas give you Jesus before you know it, because they're really the characters coming to life. It's bending a little bit, and it's not completely, perfectly scripture, but it's packed with the gospel in such a way that people will tend to find a new life in reading the scriptures. In fact, I've had people say they never will read the scripture again, because it's like alive. It's like a novel. It's live. It's living. It's exactly what the Bible, the Word of God, is supposed to be, living. I studied the Bible for years until I started reading it like a novel and taking on the personalities of the character that it really burst up in my life. So fortunately, God has just allowed me to create a craft that's a little bit unusual and sent me in so many different places, over 1,000 performances. To see lives touched and forever changed for all time. So there are several dramas that I do. The ones that I'm doing up here, Forever Changed, it's really the backstory of Zacchaeus. And perhaps people have wondered, why would a nice Jewish boy grow up to be a despised tax collector and then go out on a limb to see the latest in a long line of would-be messiahs? And Zach would answer that question and say, why don't you just ask me? I'm Zacchaeus. I've got a question for you. Have you paid your taxes? Well, that's the question always on my mind. I am Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector in these parts over all the other tax collectors. They report to me. I report to no one. Well, no one except, oh, what's his name? The Roman procurator.
All right, so you can hear, we've got Zacchaeus. We also have Mac, and we have Brian, and we have Amber Parker, who is meant to get to. We're going to get to her a whole bunch. Finding Simplicity, and we got 2 callers. Ramona in Walnut Cove and someone else has got the answer to the riddle, possibly. So stay tuned. Oh, my goodness, so much more. Kingdom Pursuit, stay. Oh, man, you got to call us with that riddle. 866-348-TRUTH. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom today. We're so blessed to have with us Amber Parker, who's on for such a time as this, right? She's the author of Finding Simplicity, Learning to Live Like Jesus in the Midst of a Complicated World. And we also have Mac McConnell and Brian Beverly, and they have this Forever Changed event. You might have heard Zacchaeus there at the end of the first segment. We got a lot more. And I understand Peter might be coming along at some point in time. You've often wanted to hear Peter. I've always wanted to, and I understand if there's some water out there, we're going to see later if he's actually the guy. So we got Ramona is in Walnut Cove, North Carolina. Ramona, good morning. It's good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm great, and good morning. And are you doing fine, too? It sounds like it.
I'm having a blast, and I have all these wonderful people around me, characters. And, you know, if you surround me with characters, it brings out the character.
Well, I loved your jokes about Hugo.
Yeah.
That was really great. That was wonderful. I have the answer. I believe I do. Could you state the riddle again?
I will. Like a hiker in the rain, you got to go undercover. So there were 10 undercover in the Bible, but only 2 thought God was like a calculator. Who were they?
Yeah. They were Joshua and Caleb with the other spies that went to spy out the land after 40 years of wilderness wandering.
Well, that is absolutely right. And you have won the book by Amber, but in order to get the free tickets, how was God like a calculator to them?
How was God like a calculator? Let's see. They counted the many things that they...
Oh, that's so close. I'm going to have to give you the free tickets.
Oh, no.
Yes. It is so close.
Wait, what is this?
I'm going to say that. Martin's calling from Raleigh, and he may have that. And so we don't want to give Martin a chance to win, too. So
yeah,
thank
why
you.
Don't you... Don't worry about the tickets. What are the tickets for, though?
Oh, they're free, and there are no tickets anyway. I'm just kidding around. If you go, it's for the Forever Changed event, which is tomorrow at Mountain View Church. It happens to be in King, North Carolina. It's a completely corona-free zone, from what I understand.
Corona. all right. Is it? Do you have to pay to get in?
No, no, it's free. I was kidding.
Don't worry about tickets. I don't need tickets.
Okay. Thank you, Ramona. God bless. I appreciate you calling
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. We have Martin, I'm hoping, is still on with me. Martin, thank you for calling in today from Raleigh. So, Martin, do you happen to know how God was like a calculator?
Well, I have to take a stab at it because I don't remember that detail so well. He knew that whatever the number that Joshua and Caleb reported was not too much for him to overcome.
You know, that is a brilliant answer. Way smarter than I would have thought of. And so I'm going to say you're absolutely right because you came up with a better answer than what I was going to say. So we're going to give it to you. Martin, you get the free tickets. So it's a way to drive. But anyway, let's see. Wait, let's see. Is Brown Summit maybe closer to you? And he and Zacchaeus here / Mac is going to be there on Sunday, March 22nd. And they're still having their event. So thank you so much for calling in today. I appreciate it, Martin. God bless.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Amber. I know that our listeners have been waiting. You got to share a little bit about your book. Like, how did God inspire you to write something on simple? Because it just seems like life is anything but that.
Well, I think that's exactly what inspired me to write on it, because life gets is complicated, whether it's, you look at the news or all, like, in, for example, all the stuff going on internationally and nationally right now, or even in our personal lives, whether it's finances, job, relationship. We have all kinds of complications and chaotic things. But as I was reading through the Gospels a few years ago, it struck me that Jesus' life was not chaotic. And even though he faced hard things when he walked on the earth, he had a way of walking simply, having time for people, having time for God. When he taught, it was always in ways that people could understand, even though the religious leaders at the time made relationship with God impossible by all the complications they added. Jesus went straight to the heart. So in thinking about that, I was studying the book of James with the Bible study group I was going through, and the words of James were just so practical and impacting to all of us in studying it. I kept thinking, this could be a book, and it turned into one. So
as you think through your different chapters in your book, which one do you think is the most applicable to the panic that's kind of going on right now?
Yeah, I think it's the first one, which is off the opening verses in James. I entitled the chapter A New Perspective, but James opens up his book and says, consider it all joy, brothers, whenever you face various trials, because the testing of your faith produces endurance. And our first reaction when we go through something hard or scary is, as you can see by the world right now, is to panic and fear and become overwhelmed. And it's usually not to choose joy. But when we see things from God's perspective, we can view our circumstances differently than we would when we just react to them.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And I'm very, very excited. We have our other guest on with us, Steve Schmidt, Amber, which you might have met at the NRB, and he is with Love Packages. So we're going to go right to Steve. Steve, good morning. You made it.
Good morning.
I'm sorry we missed out on the call. But I just want to, I'm dying for our listeners to find out about you and what Love Packages are. Like, oh my goodness, this is one of the most coolest things that God continues to wow me with. Share with our listeners what your ministry is.
Well, we collect used Christian literature from all across the United States, from publishing houses, ministries, churches, and individuals, and then we ship them overseas to people who don't have any. I had the opportunity or pleasure or however you want to state that, of starting the ministry way back in the spring of 1975. I had a little stack of decision magazines from Billy Graham and some old Bibles and some daily devotionals sitting in the corner of my dining room. And every time I walked through there, I don't know, God kind of talks to you every once in a while. But anyway, he kind of pointed his finger at me and said, Steve, you're wasting that. And I argue with the Lord sometimes, so I argue with the Lord for about 3 months and told him I was going to use it to prepare lessons. He said, no, you're not. You're going to leave it sit there. You're going to spill a Coke on it. You're going to throw it away. Listen to me, Steve. And I said, okay, God, I'm going to waste it, but I don't know what to do with it. They're 4 years old. Who wants them? You know, who wants a four-year-old magazine or a daily devotional? Who wants it? And so long story short, I knew some men that had just graduated from a Bible college and were going home to their home countries, and so they were going back to Kenya and Tanzania and other places. And so I wrote them a letter, and I said, can you use English literature? And if so, how much and how soon? And it seemed like the letters were only gone a couple of days, and the letters were back and said, yes, we can use as much as you can get here as soon as you can get it here. And so that's how we started. That first year, my wife and I started in the basement of my home, and we just collected things from our church and things, and we sent 60 little boxes from August to January. But as I would go to the Baptist chicken dinner or the Methodist pancake supper and sit with people I knew in the community, people would ask me, what have you been doing? I said, well, I'm collecting old Bibles and Sunday school material and sending to people that don't have any overseas. And their eyes would get great big, and they go, wow, man, we've got a whole closet full of that stuff at our church. Can we bring ours over to you? My poor wife, that next year, and we had stuff in the back porch and the front porch, and we had stuff in the living room and the dining room. I don't know how she ever took it. But anyway, we're still married 49 years, and the ministry has grown from 60 boxes to this year we're going to send, well, our goal is to ship 2,020 tons in 2020.
Wow, and how many did you send last year? How many tons?
1,710.
tons.
1,710 tons of literature.
Oh, and we got something for you, I can tell you. I know of a conversation between Steve and God because we got a chance to really spend some time together. And so you're going to hear so much more from Steve, but we haven't heard anything from Peter and of Zacchaeus over here, and i.e. Mac, who's got this concert slash event. I hate to use the word concert. What would you call it?
Well, I think event is good. It's one-man biblical drama, which is what it sounds like. I'm really an evangelist. I just dress funny when I go to work and take on these different characters and present a lot of the inside story, if you will, a little bit between the lines or the backstory of these different characters, so that you can get to know them a little more personally.
I am blessed. And so Brian was telling us that when you went overseas with him, that every time you'd go someplace, Peter would show up.
Absolutely. We were, the first opportunity, we were in Caesarea Philippi, the second day of our trip, and we're talking about how that was the place that Jesus asked, who do men say that I am? And you look around and see these pagan, there's 13 different pagan temples there, and then he looked at Peter and said, who do you say that I am? And sure. And Peter showed up, and he told us what he said, and I don't know if you remember what Peter said there, Mac. Remember how Peter did that when he said his proclamation?
Oh, well, of course I do. They went up to Caesarea Philippi, and of course it was a time of respite for the disciples and for Jesus. And it just came that time when Jesus said, who do the others say that I am? Some say John the Baptist or Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the other prophets. But I said, you are the Christ, Son of the living God.
Ka-ching. I mean, there he is.
And get to do that on location.
So we have a little puddle out here we're going to watch
in
a minute if he can walk across it. So
I can, but it may only be a step or two.
Yeah. Amen.
So we got Amber, we got Steve, we got Mac, and oh, we were just loaded for bear here. We got two more segments of Kingdom Pursuit, so stay tuned.
Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613 for these great radio specials.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And wow, we are loaded for bear. We have Steve Schmidt with Love Packages, filling eager hands with the Word of God. And Amber Parker, she's the author of Finding Simplicity, Learning to Live Like Jesus in the Midst of a Complicated World. We also have Mac McConnell and Brian Beverly with the Forever Changed event that's coming up tomorrow, not canceled. 10:30 a.m. If you're not got anywhere else to go, how fun. You can go listen to Zacchaeus, and you might hear that a few other biblical characters might show up. From what I understand, how many are going to show up, Mac?
Well, Zacchaeus is the main character, but he goes and visits Bartimaeus. He goes and visits the woman with the issue of blood. He goes and visits the lady married to a demoniac and the woman who's burying her only son.
Do you play women, too?
I take on some characterizations that might surprise folks a little bit. So he's all going to collect taxes. Of course, oh, the first time he goes to see them, they can't pay taxes because of their infirmities. Yeah, but then he goes back, and, well, you have to come and see for that.
They do. It's going to be, again, at Mountain View Baptist Church tomorrow morning at 10:30. Now, I feel like I should share a little bit that my riddle – I had some great answers, but you may wonder, what was Robbie actually thinking? Why was God like a calculator? Well, it's simple. Do you know, Steve, why God is like a calculator? Or Amber, you can...
No.
Amber,
please,
you know?
Tell me.
Go ahead. It's because you can count on him. It's just like, man, it's just...
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
I can't help it. It's just something that just goes...
<Ba-da-bum-tsh. laughs>
But meanwhile, Amber, oh my goodness, I had a chance to talk with you at the NRB, and what a neat adventure God has taken you on. You are a... Whoa. My headphones just went dead, so I'm hoping we're still on the air. Well, we are. And that happens every once in a while. Well, you just fade out, and you're like, am I still here? Well, I am. But I was wondering, when you were starting this adventure, did you have any idea, like, if you were obedient to begin to write this book? Because it's really hard to organize yourself to write a book. You got a whole life going on, and then all of a sudden God puts it on your heart to write a book. So how did you get your life simple enough to do that?
Well, that's a great question. I read a lot of advice on what other people said, and one thing that was advised was you should write a little bit every day. So said the word count. So I tried that. That didn't work for me. So I found that I needed to block periods of time. So I would just get a 3 or 4 hour block on my calendar, and I'd go to a coffee shop usually so I wouldn't distract myself from things around the house, and just focus on it in larger quantities of time. And that really helped me. But I did have to take other things off my plate and reprioritize in order to do it.
Isn't that amazing? I always find it just beyond cool that if God wants something, somehow or another, he gives us the wherewithal to make it happen in spite of we don't really see it all coming together. But one of the huge things is you do all this writing, right? And then you got to organize it so that it makes any sense.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Yes. Well, it is very messy to start with. I remember, like, the first draft I did, probably tried to draft the first half of the book. I have a really good friend who helps me in the editing process named Barb. And so we spent a weekend together. She lives in Ohio. I drove up there and we talked about it. And basically, she pointed out to me all the confusion and what didn't make sense. And that really helped me reframe my thinking and make it more clear. And so I think that was the point when the book really took on the character of what it is now.
And so what adventure would you say that you, or, you know, somebody's going to pick up this book, what would you be really, really excited that they're going to read? Like, oh, man, I can hardly wait till they get to this part.
That is a great question. My hope for the book is that people will read something that makes them have an internal change. So it won't just be words that they read, but something that challenges them to look at God in a different way or look at themselves in a different way. And I think that's going to be different for different people.
That's a great answer. So, yeah, I mean, our life essentially is a treasure hunt. To try to get a better look at God, and then somehow or another, through him reflecting back to us, you know, some of our stuff. So that, you're exactly right. I mean, that's really cool that your book would be able to do that. And along those lines, Steve, you had a conversation with God.
I'm encouraged to write my book now.
You had a conversation with God where he told you that you met, what was it like? Maxtive, no, something word that I'm not, it's not coming to my mind, where you actually, critical mass.
Oh, critical mass. Oh, yeah. Well, that was in the year 2000. I was sound asleep. I was in my bed minding my own business, and God woke me up one night. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I could just feel the presence of the Lord just thick in the room. Mm. And I'm brilliant at 2 o'clock in the morning, so I said, what? and the Lord spoke to me. He says, somebody's reading the literature you sent right now. I went, God, that's so cool. He said, that's not the reason why I woke you. And so now he's got my attention. So I sat up in bed and I said, okay, God, what are you trying to say? And he said, you reached critical mass. And I said, Lord, I don't know what that means. I don't know what you're saying to me. And he said, from this moment on, every moment of every day, from this moment on, somebody's going to be reading the literature you sent to the nation. So for the last 20 years, every moment of every day, every moment of every day, every moment of every day, somebody's been reading the literature that we collected from the United States, and sent to the nations.
Wow. And so, you know, this is really beyond cool to me. I was like, wow. So, like, you've got these old Daily Breads that are, you know, if you contact Daily Bread, they'll send it to a nursing home. There's 40 copies of this thing. You only send 20. Mm-hmm. You know, they might be 30 years old, and they're sitting in a barn somewhere. Whatever it is that you have. I got a friend who owns a wrecking yard, Bob Young, my Christian junkyard guy. You guys know, dial 7889122. You know, it's a guy. All right?
He's that guy.
He gets boxes of Bibles that people leave in their car when they go to crush it, right? He finds it in the back seat of the trunk, whatever. They take the Bible out, right?
I want all those Bibles.
I know you do.
Yeah.
It's hard for us in America. You know, there's pastors all over the world today in third world countries that still don't have a copy of a Bible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just,
I mean, you know, we in America, we can sit at home in our pajamas and get on Amazon and have one delivered to us the next day. It's not hard for us.
Yeah, we can read it on our phones.
But there's people all over the world, pastors, still today, all over the world. I just got a report just last week. There was 19 churches. They had 4 Bibles in Zimbabwe. And another group of churches had 13 churches, and they only had 1 Bible for 1 pastor. So, you know, there was 12 other pastors that didn't even have Bibles. And so for the first time in their life, they got Bibles from love packages because somebody sent one to me, and I sent it overseas.
Amen.
So you guys are probably wondering, how do I get up with love packages? Well, number one, you can just Google love packages. Or if you're used to going to kingdompursuits.com, you can go to kingdompursuits.com. All the information's there on love packages. Also, all the information's there if you want to order Amber's book, right? Simplicity. Like, we need some simplicity in our life. All you do is you just click on the link right there. You can order it directly. And then go back, because you can imagine what it would mean to a young author to get some feedback. Like, definitely. Give her a few stars, because, I mean, oh, my goodness. And give her some encouragement by, you know, you can buy it on Kindle, I think, for $7, I saw, isn't it, Amber?
$7.99.
I'm really impressed, too, by the way, because so many authors don't get their stuff on Kindle, but I'm a Kindle person. Like, I know you don't want to hear that, Steve.
I just take the used ones anyway. There's plenty of used stuff laying around everywhere.
So you can find out about, the only way you're going to find out about Forever Changed is from here right now. You got to write this down. It's at Mountain View Baptist Church. I failed miserably. Didn't get enough time to put it on my website. But it's Mountain View Baptist Church, which is 1042 Mountain View Road, of all things, in King, North Carolina. Or, you know, just show up tomorrow morning. It's March 15th. It's at 10:30 Mountain View. You get to hear it. You can hear that Zacchaeus, and I want to hear him do a woman. I'm going to see if I can talk him into that during the middle of the, because I used to do Crabbina, like, oh, I would. Okay. I had a woman's voice that I did, and because I did Elvis Crab.
So welcome back to Crabbina Live. No, this is actually Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And if you wonder if I'm still having trouble with Elvis Crab, if you hadn't heard from me in a long, long time, I can assure you that Crabbina is alive and well and right here today on Kingdom Pursuit.
But
anyway,
priceless.
Yes, it is. We have Keith is in High Point. One of my most favorite listeners. Well, I got all these favorite listeners. They're all my favorite, actually. But Keith, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning.
Do you want to talk to Crabbina? You want to talk to Zacchaeus? We got so many people in the studio, we can't figure it out. Peter's in here, too.
Just wanted to make a comment that the people who are gathering up the old literature.
Yeah, you know, love packages. Using, yeah, Steve.
Yeah, it just, that proves.
I'm not
God's
hearing what he's
word
saying.
Is not, God's word does not have a date on it.
Yeah, what he said, Steve, is God's word does not have a date on it.
That's correct.
It
was true in 1964. It's still true.
It's the same. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
So you
might have old stuff around the house, but it will be brand new to somebody else.
Amen.
That's beautiful, isn't it, Keith?
On Friday nights here in High Point, I go to the Jewish synagogue. I go to my church on Sundays, but they have a Friday night service. I've been doing that. The student rabbi.
Shabbat starts on Friday night. That's cool.
Shabbat Shalom, yeah. But the his message, the student rabbi, his message started out. He couldn't come down, but he sent it. But it started out, it's talking about all the stuff going on now in our society. But he said, too many times people are making fear their golden calf.
Oh, wow.
The children of Israel out there, you know, when Moses didn't come down and all that, and they built a golden calf and everybody worshiped it. And there's fear, you know, is a lot of people focus more on fear than they do on the
Trust
Lord.
In God. Yeah, that's beautiful, Keith. Yes. Thank you for calling in. It's always great to hear from you. And, God bless.
And that's what happened to Peter when he sank. He wasn't focused.
That Peter, you better pay attention to this.
getting personal now.
Thank you, Keith. God bless.
Yeah.
Oops, he wasn't done. I'm sorry, Keith. I thought he was done. But anyway, we're very, very grateful for all that we've got assembled here today. Steve Schmidt, again, with the love packages, which you'll find there.
I got a story. You want to hear a story?
Well, we only got 3 minutes left, so I've got to get this. Amber, who is with the she's the author of Finding Simplicity, and, of course, this event coming up with Peter and Zacchaeus, and mostly Zacchaeus. It's the parable of Zacchaeus. It's called A One-Man Drama with Bible actor Mac McDonald. Mountain View Baptist Church, 10:30 Sunday. Okay, Steve, I'm going to give you the last minute and whatever to tell our story. We love your stories.
Well, I just got this 1 year ago. There was a cult leader in Zimbabwe, and one of our literature distributors started talking to him. They never believed in Jesus. They've never read the Word of God or anything, so he started giving him the scriptures. And anyway, long story short, he'd given his life to Christ, born again. And so this cult leader, I just got pictures this week of all these cult people, because he's the leader. He made a proclamation or a declaration that all these people should know about this Jesus and start reading the Word of God and finding out about who he is. And so 40,000 of them are reading our literature right now.
Wow.
And they sent us a bunch of pictures of all these people dressed the way they're dressed and all reading books that we've sent into
Zimbabwe. So 40,000 converts because of, God is just, and Amber, isn't it cool? God just is working. I wanted to give you a chance to say something here, and we'll see if we can get Zacchaeus in here a minute too.
Yeah, I love the stories about what God's doing all over the world, and because God is not limited by the things we're limited with. So I love those stories of faith and the expansion of God's kingdom.
And the book, it's called Simplicity, right?
Yes. Finding Simplicity.
Finding Simplicity, exactly right. So we got to be looking before we can find it. So we got Finding Simplicity, Learning to Live Like Jesus in the Midst of a Complicated World. Zacchaeus, tell people where they need to be tomorrow.
Mountain View Baptist Church, 1042. Mountain View Church Road, King, North Carolina, at 10:30. Love to see you there. You'll be glad you came.
So are you going to be collecting taxes while you're there?
That's always an effort, but you never know.
Brian, tell us what you're excited about. You know it's coming tomorrow.
Absolutely. The communication of the gospel through the dramatic presentation is just phenomenal. You can look at words, but when you see it lived out and personified, it just makes a major impact. And you can also get information about our church on our website. It's MVBC for Mountain View Baptist Church, king.net. That's MVBCKing.net.
All right. So we know your church services may have been canceled, but this was not. 10:30 tomorrow morning. Go to kingdompursuits.com to find out what you can do with all that literature and stuff that you got to get gone. It's right there, Kingdom Pursuits, Love Packages. And then Amber's book, don't forget that. Finding Simplicity. Like, man, we got to be looking if we're going to find it. Jesus was very simple. He walked everywhere he went and got it all done in 33 years. I might have said that once or twice.
Very simple.
Now, stay tuned. You got so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. Encouraging prayer, followed by the masculine journey, starts here now at 12 o'clock. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Robbie.